Hi everyone, this is Adam Klein, Global Graduate Director, faculty member at New Ventures West, and this is episode 3 of our podcast, Stepping In, a podcast where we look at how integral coaching can address some of the most pressing issues we face as individuals, as communities, and as stewards of our planet. Today I'm joined by Director of Communications, Joy Mazzola, and our special guest, Ana Maria Aristizabal. Ana Maria is joining us from Bogota, Colombia, where she lives, and her background is in the field of social innovation. She has an undergraduate degree in biology and an MBA and master's in environmental management, both from Yale. Welcome, Ana Maria.
Thank you, Adam. It's great to be here.
And today what we're going to be talking about is what does integral coaching have to say or have to do with the social issues of our day? Social justice issues, all of the sort of crises that we read about in the news. What is it that integral coaching can do to help support what's happening in our world in a really tangible and on the earth kind of way? And so one of the reasons we're having Ana Maria here is because of her background in social innovation and all of the fabulous things that she's been up to in her life thus far.
Thanks, Adam. I'm delighted to join you in this great conversation.
So to get us started, we can just start with that question and kind of see where it goes. How would you respond to the question of what does integral coaching have to say or respond to the social issues of our day?
Well, that's a gigantic question. Thank you for bringing it up. The first thing I would say is that at the core, integral coaching is about alleviating suffering. Just like the big crises, social, environmental, and economic crises that our countries and our world are facing. And the way we solve these crises has everything to do with our level of development and our level of consciousness. So the more we deepen our development and the more we have access to our inner resources and our outer resources and our ability to have compassion and have self-generation, we can respond more effectively and, as integral coaching says, bring our whole self to life and to these issues so that we don't just provide a quick fix, some kind of technical solution that will be that will just calm us for a brief period of time, but actually an adaptive solution, an adaptive response to what's actually needed long term. So that's would be my first take.
Yeah, that's great. And you said, I mean, that what you said was so beautiful, and there's a lot of pieces to it. So starting with this notion of levels of development or levels of consciousness, can you say a little bit more about what you mean about that and how that corresponds to the idea of, you know, for instance, responding to racial injustices in our world?
Well, racial injustices is a wicked problem that really requires us to put ourselves in the shoes of others and also connect with people who are different, go beyond our conditioned tendencies to contract around people who are different from us. So there's a whole body piece and a whole working with our instincts, also working with our emotions and our capacity to receive the other, another perspective. So there's an individual element that is there, but as you know, there are tremendous organizational, social, economic issues that stem from these instincts and from this sometimes inability to accept and commune with the other in spite of differences. So as we shift our bodies and our emotions, we also start to desire to envision other kinds of systems, other ways to relate to each other, other ways to configure our organizations, our economic system, our societies, so that the divides are bridged. And integral coaching allows for the undoing of those structures that create all the other systems. So we have to start at the individual level to undo ourselves so that we can not only on paper have laws and rules and even values about justice and tolerance and community. Because it's easy to just write it on paper, but when we shift ourselves and open ourselves to other ways of being, we can actually really build those bridges. We can really find that level of connection and understanding and common humanity with another who's different from us at some level is different, although deeply is not different.
Right, right. And a point you made that I think is so wonderful is this notion of starting with us as an individual. Let's take on the notion of, like, what about starting with my own world? And how do I, in my own small world, be about change and justice? You know, another way to say it, how can I be about love in my own world? And then how will that impact then the world at large? So I think this is a something really key to start with, is it does start with the person.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when I graduated from my MBA and Master's in Environmental Management, which gave me amazing tools to go out in the world and make change, I worked in a variety of contexts in the public sector and in consulting and and NGOs, and I've been to many conferences where, you know, the United Nations, etc., you know, put out their sustainable development goals and purposes that humanity should strive towards. But working with organizations as a consultant and making recommendations, many of those recommendations and many of those visions, they just sit there in shells and collect dust. The day-to-day is a different story. And to embody those visions and embody those values, we need a shift in our way of being. And that's not just something that we can declare and then from one day to the next, that's who we are. It takes a process. It takes a series of shifts, and integral coaching is one of the schools out there, not the only one, but it's a powerful pathway for embodying new ways of being that I've found. And that is not about quick fixes, is not about, you know, just cognitive new insights, but it's turning those into a new narrative that you're living wholeheartedly and bringing out into the world. And so it teaches you to really live head, heart, and body aligned with the new narrative that you want to bring out into the world.
Yeah, wonderful. Let's bring Joy in. Joy, what are you making of all this?
Yeah, amazing points. And as I was reflecting on social justice, particularly, often what springs immediately to mind is activism. You know, so many people taking action in the world to change things that are wrong and to bring them to light. And but what occurs to me in that, and this is kind of speaking to Anna's point about, you know, the individual and kind of coming to what's true and most powerful for us, is that we actually, we can't all be warriors. We're not all built that way. And so, you know, while the assumption sometimes, at least in my mind, is that we all need to be out there fighting. You know, there are other aspects of this fight and this movement that we can see to, can address, can embody. You know, some of us are healers, you know, some of us are artisans. There are ways to kind of support the movement and support this wave that isn't being on the front lines of it, as it were. And I think integral coaching helps people find what that is in them, what is most powerful in them, and what is most aligned, and how they can most genuinely contribute to social justice and help help the world. And also, you know, we can't fix everything. You know, there's a lot about our civilization that's in decline, and maybe we even need some, you know, hospice workers to, you know, to aid that, and others to help bring forth what's going to grow out of the destruction. So there are so many different facets to all of this, and integral coaching helping folks see and feel and know, you know, what is genuinely theirs to contribute, I think is really elemental. I guess one level down from that is, you know, just simply seeing each other, which is what this work really at its heart is about, is seeing somebody for their true essence. And very often in integral coaching relationships, that happens for folks for the first time. And it's massive, and it's so healing, and it ripples out into that person's life and community. And, you know, who knows what the trajectory of their life might have been had it not been for being recognized as someone who is so worthy or so powerful and so compassionate, or, you know, whatever that essence of them is. At the very kind of microcosmic level, that's what we're up to, which in itself is pretty healing.
Yeah. You know, reading one of the books of the bookshelf, I discovered the concept of the daemon, which is the creative drive that we all have. It's also the guardian of our talents and our life force. And so we each have a unique daemon that, you know, is built to be a warrior or a healer or a visionary or a teacher or some combination of these energies or other archetypes, and that has a unique way to go about these big social issues. And so connecting with that energy is key, because that's our, as you said, our essence. And as coaches, we can help the others connect with that core identity and creative drive. And if we want to make an impact in the world, there's this other entity that that I've been playing with in my book, called the Circle of Sages, which is to imagine that wherever you want to make change, it's like a territory that has its own wisdom circle. It has rules and ways of doing things and traditions, etc. So you don't just go and colonize, like what often happens, that you don't really listen to what needs to happen. What's, using an ecological metaphor, you just plant some exotic seeds and disrupt the ecology of that place. When you have more space within yourself, which coaching helps you have, you know, more ability to listen both to yourself and to what's going on around you, you can go into a very complex situation and listen to what this metaphorical wisdom circle has to say of what's needed, what's really needed, even though you have a very strong daemon, like to nurse or to take care or to heal. You know, let's see what's really needed. Maybe these people don't need to be rescued in this particular way, but actually what they need is to be empowered and to learn how to fish. So by attuning ourselves more to those contexts that we want to serve, and listening to the voice of wisdom of those contexts, we can be more effective and have more long-term solutions, as opposed to just, this is my heroic thing that I'm going to do without really listening to what's needed.
No, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And what's the book that you read that has that in it?
Well, the Daemon is, I read in the Souls Code in our bookshelf, but the Wisdom Circle and the Circle of Sages is something that I'm conceptualizing for my book after many iterations and mistakes that I've made and I've seen been made in the social justice arena and the sustainability arena and the social innovation, etc. It's we think we have the new innovative scheme to solve something and we just go and there and implement it without truly listening to the needs of the local inhabitants or the people, the beneficiaries. And I've seen in both my coaching, the integral coaching that I do with clients, as well as the workshops that I've done, that when people really get in touch with their daemon and with their essence, and they feel seen and heard, which integral coaching allows for, what they want to do is serve. And so this book and the workshops that I've been creating are helping people understand the way they want to serve, what arenas they want to serve in, and to listen to the wisdom of those arenas, the wisdom that's already in place there, so that their response is attuned and appropriate. And I really have seen how people who awaken and who relieve themselves from their own suffering, that's what they want to do. They want to contribute. They want to serve and alleviate the collective suffering. And they want to find their place in the system. It is sometimes hard to find because, as Joy said, we feel like we all have to be activists, but or we have to be a certain way, like those people there that are in the media, but it's not true. We each find our own voice and our own way to heal the world, our own way to build the new world, to envision the new world, to fight for the new world, however our daemon is configured to serve.
Which includes whoever's listening to this. You're part of that group. Do you have some stories that you can share with us? Either from your workshops or even from, if it's in an individual practice or with your eco village or anything that comes to mind.
Yeah, there's many stories. In the PCC, the professional coaching course, I've seen people move from their own kind of issues with their own life stories. Like there's a woman who suffered a lot in her life, in her divorce, and empowering herself as a woman. And by living the whole PCC year with all that, the empowerment and deepening that results from that, I saw her awaken into a desire to serve other women who are living difficult situations and have self-esteem issues and don't have any tools or inner resources to rise above their difficulties. So I've seen that happen many times in the PCC, in the professional coaching course, and also at the Eco Village that I'm a part of. You know, it's been a long journey to actually embody the vision that we have for our community and for the world. And we have a beautiful manual of how we want to relate and the vision that we have. And it's taken, you know, we are still in the process of becoming that. And so we are being stewards of each other's growth in that. And I'm so grateful that I've had integral coaching at my side as a methodology to work with people at the Eco Village. I actually did intakes with everybody there, and I designed a program for everyone, a self-development plan with practices and self-reflections. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was, an important contribution to what we've been up to, so that we all have more tools to actually embody our own vision. And that's a process. We're still in it. So those are just a few examples.
That's beautiful. I think there's something that comes through like real life lived experiences that are missed when we're just talking sort of in the theoretical or at a higher level. And I think one of the things is what you just brought up, that it takes a long time to live into a vision.
Mm. Yeah.
So we name it and we declare our commitment to it. But then how many years does it take to move into that, because of all of the layers that get revealed about our, you know, all the various egos and personalities that are at play and all of the assumptions that we made that were incorrect. But I think the key part that you spoke about was the commitment to it, and that everybody keeps coming mm-hmm. back, and it's that commitment that provides the richness of it and also provides the way of living into the vision.
This is Adam Klein, Global Graduate Director and faculty member at New Ventures West, and I've been joined by our Director of Communications, Joy Mazzola. Our special guest has been Ana Maria. This has been another episode of the podcast Stepping In. Please spread the news by sharing this episode on social media and let us know what you think by emailing us at steppingin@newventureswest.com. Until next time, take care.